The Book of Wisdom has a beautiful list of what Holy Spirit does in our lives. But Isaiah had already spoke of this gift of God's Spirit, which gives us wisdom. Wisdom is the first and the most important of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I remember all the times we tried to teach our confirmation class those gifts, so when the bishop came and drilled them, they were able to rattle them off. But sometimes I'm afraid, and I wouldn't want to tell them, that it's only when we get a little bit older, or much older, that we understand what this gift of wisdom truly is. Wisdom helps us to put in order all that God has created. Wisdom is that gift which helps us to see God in those things around us, which perhaps others pass by and do not see. Wisdom helps us to connect with our faith, because it is only with faith that wisdom truly makes any sense. Wisdom is not that gift that helps me to do my Sudoku in record time. That's a worldly thing, but the wisdom that the scriptures speak of is truly that gift from God of God's presence in our hearts. It takes something to be able to see how God is working in our life at times. I remember my first trip to Europe, and I was, even in high school, enthralled with art and sculpture. And I know when I walked into the Sistine Chapel and looked up at Michelangelo's, I just cried. It was so beautiful. And got to a fountain and just marveled at this piece of marble that has become so beautiful. And as I was kind of Googling at it, my friend with me was looking at the fountain, and he says, "Oh, look at this. Look at all this garbage. Look at all this junk in the water. Like, isn't this despicable to see all this junk?" And I'm going, like, look up and see the beauty that is standing there before you. Certainly the junk is there. In fact, a few weeks ago, I'm in Regina downtown. We have homeless shelters around and tents and a lot of garbage. And the other day, early in the morning, two ladies with garbage bags and pincers were going through the streets picking up garbage. So while we recognize that there is evil and there is garbage and there is violence and there is ugliness in the world, and we can do our best to alleviate it and change it, but I think wisdom really calls us to lift our eyes and to look at the goodness that surrounds us and the presence of God. The presence of God in all things, because God ultimately is the creator of all things. And that becomes a real joyful challenge to be able to see. You're fortunate if you can look out your windows and see mountains, the majesty of the mountains. All I can do is look out at canola fields and see the flat prairie that some people find very boring. But beauty and goodness is in all things, and it is ours, and it's that gift of wisdom which truly helps us to see how God is present. And the perfect embrace of wisdom was Jesus Christ. And so that's why this Eucharist can become important for us, because we receive Christ into our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit and that gift of wisdom. We see that it's not just bread, but it is truly the presence of Christ. And that we carry that out into the world so that we can bring that presence of Christ to the world. At the end of Mass, I've been thanked for being here. It's my privilege and my honor, and I will be here not tomorrow, but Saturday at the 5 o'clock and Sunday at the 8 o'clock Mass. But I'd like to thank you for being here, because without you, my priesthood would not be able to reach its fullness. And so with that, and the word Eucharist, meaning thank you, I wish to thank each and every one of you.